Joining us right now is Cheryl Atkinson. She is the host of Sinclair's Sunday TV program, Full Measure. She's also the author of a brand new book, The Smear, How Fake News and Shady Political Operatives Control What You See, What You Think, and How You Vote. Cheryl, we're so happy to have you with us this morning on Mornings on the Mall. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
There is so much to discuss with you. You tweeted out yesterday regarding the Russia uranium scandal. These allegations are more serious and specific than most that have been tossed around in a year's worth of Russia, Russia, Russia. Why do you say that? Why are these allegations more damaging and so specific?
Well, because we actually have a person represented by an attorney with emails and some amount of credibility and specifics in saying what they found, what happened, putting the trail together, and being very specific with what happened versus these largely unfounded rumors and guesses that have circulated in the media and been reported as news, really, for the past year.
I'm kind of amazed. You know, this goes to the judgment of the press. And, I mean, I always say I'm amazed, but obviously this is the kind of thing we expect. You know, you look at, for instance, this story about Facebook having $100,000 in advertising from Russia, and then we find out that most of that advertising happened after the election. It didn't even happen during the election. And then we found out most of the advertising wasn't even political in nature. It was about social issues. Now Congress is looking to pass a law to go after these ads and say we need political disclosures on them with zero pretext for it, and the media is going right along with it, saying it's a huge Russia scandal. And then on this story, when it has discrete facts, not so much. They're saying, hold your horses, let's wait for more details.
Not to go off on a tangent, but if you look at the funding, which I'm starting to do, that Ukraine has put into our lobby system in the past maybe 2 years or so, it's tremendous. And some of this may be due to the funding and lobby money coming into Congress and federal agencies and the efforts put in to create that narrative. But when it comes to the media, I mean, I will go with yesterday the Puerto Rican governor met with President Trump, and Trump said to him, did we do a great job with the hurricane? And Roselló said, you responded immediately, sir, which seemed to put to rest a lot of the reporting, or maybe it was misreporting,
right,
about the hurricane. And yet, what I saw the reporters, many reporters say was, well, he was clearly pressured to say something that wasn't true. And if it's the case that anything good said or reported about Trump will be viewed with skepticism and dismissed, and if it's true that we will accept anything bad, any rumor that's unfounded about Trump, let's just say that in the media. Let's not pretend. Let's just say there's nothing that he can say or do that will be considered anything other than bad, in our view.
It's a gross abuse of power and a willful ignorance. In that story particularly, they've been relying on a woman who hates the president, the mayor of San Juan, to be the voice of the entire island when the governor has a very different story to tell.
And here's the problem. I mean, whether you like the president or not should be irrelevant when you're, in my view, a member of the press. And we should be able to nonetheless try to treat the news and the reporting as fairly as possible. And I just think many have given up that, and they're not trying at all.
You know, I saw a poll, and I'm looking for it right now. I saw a poll that where the people asked, you know, is the media making up stories about President Trump? And almost 50% of voters believe that the media is making up stories about President Trump. What does that do to the state of our media? Or are we just seeing just absolute self suicide here by the media?
I think we are damaging our own credibility. You know, as one liberal Bernie Sanders supporter I interviewed said, who does not support Trump, but says the reporting on him is so exaggerated and so wrong that, you know, his view and my view, I agree with this, is there are enough things by this president, any president, to critically look at and criticize that are true. But to exaggerate things and get overwrought about things that happen and maybe report it in a way out of context just damages our credibility when it comes to the things we need to report and that we need to view critically. Who's going to believe that once they've learned to dismiss a lot of what we say?
I want to change gears here and just speak to you about your lawsuit against the federal government for computer intrusion. Where are you with that? This seems to have been going on forever.
It did. I mean, it really took a long time, and it's hard to sue the government. It took a long time in D.C. federal court, had to overcome their sovereign immunity, their motions to dismiss, had to get their permission, wait 6 months, you know, to sue them, all these things you have to do. And we got transferred to Virginia, where it's now moving quickly. And we sent our first subpoenas this week to Department of Justice, Inspector General's office, FBI, CIA, Postmaster, CBS. We took our first deposition. The judge has told and informed the Department of Justice after their last attempt to dismiss that this case is not going away and that this is very serious, that these government IP addresses were found improperly in my computers. And sadly, the Trump Justice Department is following the same footsteps of the Obama Justice Department in seamlessly fighting the lawsuit rather than trying to get to the bottom, which they should want to do, of who is using these IP addresses and who is doing this.
But yeah, we hear the same thing. We hear the same thing from other organizations like Judicial Watch, who are just amazed that the Trump Department of Justice doesn't seem to be taking a different tact than the Obama
Cheryl
Department.
Atkinson, Cheryl, always plugging
you.
Away at all of these questions. I really appreciate that because you bring answers to us. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And don't forget, Cheryl has a new book out called The Smear, How Fake News and Shady Political Operatives Control What You See, You Think, and How You Vote. It is now 8:24 on WMAL.